Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison, on Island Radio, KISL Avalon at 88.7 on your FM dial, and at KISLAvalon.com on your internet dial. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. This will be the last new Rapidly Rotating Records show for at least a couple of weeks. Why? Well, tomorrow morning at 05:30 hours, I report to the hospital where I'm going to trade in my old broken-down right hip joint for a shiny, brand-spanking-new bionic hip. I'll only be in the hospital for a couple of days, but I'm told I won't be climbing stairs for a couple of weeks, and unfortunately, the recording studio is upstairs. But you can rest assured that I will be producing new shows just as soon as I possibly can. In the meantime, you'll hear a couple of shows from Out of the Vault, which will be new to many of you, and I'll be working on segment topics and playlists for new shows. But for tonight, we're going to have some rapidly rotating records about all sorts of joints, hips, bones, knees, fingers, skeletons, all things orthopedic. This show is dedicated to my orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Ward, her staff, especially Berta and Mario, and the nurses and staff of San Antonio Regional Hospital, especially Kathleen. Now, what better way to get started than with Fats Waller with The Joint Is Jumpin'?
They have a new expression along Old Harlem Way that tells you when a party is 10 times more than gay. To say that things are jumping leaves not a single doubt that everything is in full swing when you hear someone shout. It is, the joint is jumping. It's really jumping. Come in, cats, and check your hats. I mean, the joint is jumping. The piano's thumping. The dancers are bumping. This here spot is more than hot. In fact, the joint is jumping. Check your weapons at the door. Be sure to pay your quarter. Burn your leather on the floor. Grab anybody's daughter. The roof is rocking. The neighbor's knocking. We're all bums when the wagon comes. I mean, the joint is jumping. Let it be. Yeah. Send this joint, boy. Yeah. Oh, my, yeah. Don't you hit that chick. That's my broad. Where'd you get that stuff at? Well, I'll knock you to your knees. What? Put this cat out of here. What? Get rid of that pistol. Get rid of that pistol. Yeah. Get rid of it. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, man, it's really ready. No, baby, not now. I can't come over there right now. Moses on his toes, I mean, the joint is jumping. Uh-oh, no time for talking. This place is walking, yes. Hit the jug and cut the rug. I said the joint is jumping. Listen, get your pig feet bare and gin. There's plenty in the kitchen. Who is that just came in? Just look at the way he's switching. Oh, my man. Don't mind the hour. I'm in power. I got bail if we go to jail. I said the joint is jumping. Don't give your right name. No, no, no.
I'm going to give minimal discographical information tonight in order to maximize the music, but that was Fats Waller and his rhythm with, of course, Fats and his exuberant vocal on The Joint is Jumpin' from October 7th, 1937. This show is about joints of all types, but particularly hips, so what say we shake those hips? Here are the Hokum Boys and Jane Lucas.
Thank you. taking time test yet, because it's going to be tight.
Let's all of us pull off our shoes and have a stinking good time. Oh, get hot now.
Yes, get hot on that. Come on, girls, now shake them up, raise them up, let them down.
Lay them low.
Come on, everybody, and do something, because this is too good to let it wait. Say, big boy, what did Daddy Rooster say to the elephant?
Unless you and I don't step on each other.
Ah, ha, ha, ha.
Right.
Even that boy can use those brushes.
Boy, he's funny that way.
Oh, yeah? Come on, everybody. Let's do the yip-yap-yello.
What's that, some smell?
No, you read that.
Uh-oh.
Say, big boy, what did the elephant say to the cat?
If you don't cover that up, I'm going to turn this off over.
Ah, ha, ha, ha.
She shakes two of them.
You know, some people say they don't give nobody nothing, but if they had a face on them like you, they'd give everybody something.
Who you talking to?
You.
I'd like to have some chitlins.
No, you don't want no chitlins. You want a quart of that bad gin. Shake them, folks. Shake them fast.
Okay, shake your shimmy. Shake your yes, yes, yes.
Ah, ha, ha, ha.
Oh, no.
And you know, this is hotter than that.
Hot is something else I know, too. Do it now.
Play it, Bill.
Go in now.
Oh, yeah? I'd like that. Get your last check there.
Thank you.
The Cotton Pickers, March 17, 1923, and Snake's Hips. You didn't know snakes had hips, did you? Snake's Hips was written by Spencer Williams in 1922 as a reference to belly dancing during the Egyptian craze following the discovery of Tutankhamun's tomb. And speaking of dancing, that was preceded by the Harlem Footwarmers, led by Duke Ellington on piano, and Snake Hip Dance, from August 2, 1929. The Snake Hip Dance was an actual contortion, twisting, shaking kind of dance, created and made popular in 1922 by Earl Snake Hips Tucker. Before that was Jack Teagarden and his orchestra in Chicago on July 29, 1933, with Shake Your Hips, written by Teagarden and David Rose. And we started off that hip set with the Hokum Boys and Jane Lucas in 1930 and Hip Shakin' Strut. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Fortunately, my knees are still in relatively good shape, but for this second segment of this special orthopedic edition of the show, here are some rapidly rotating records about knees.
Thank you. traveling man came home one night and tiptoed to his door. To his despair, his little wifey was there waiting to lay down the law. Said she, "I'm through. I'm really sick of you. Get out, stay out, and be on your way." Well, he dropped down on his knees, cried, "Oh, please." But this is all she had to say. Get up, off your knees, Papa. You can't win me back that way. Turn in all your keys, Papa. You're really going this time to stay. I've discovered that you're the worst man in this town. Looks like you're fonder of keeping on going lower down. Get up, off your knees, Papa. You can't win me back that way. Get right up off your knees, Papa. I'm telling you, you can't win me back that way. Turn in all your keys, Papa, 'cause I've put you out this time to stay. You're so blamed crooked here of late. Looks like it's a hard matter for you to keep your head up straight. So get up. Off your knees, Papa, you can't win me back that way. Anyhow, stand up. When you're making your pleas, no use you wearing out your knees. I heard someone say right next door, "Look mighty strange down there on all fours. Stop it. Down like that. What in the devil anyhow can you be driving at?" So get up and stay up. Off your knees, Papa. You can't win me back that way. Besides, it looks suspicious. And you can't win me back that way. Thank you.
I love George Olson's version of I'm Knee Deep in Daisies, but there's a version by a group we've not heard on the show before. Bill Foley's Keystone Serenaders from a Vocalion 78 made in September of 1925. Before that, it was Miss Ethel Waters and Get Up Off Your Knees, written by Clarence Williams with a piano accompaniment by James P. Johnson. That Columbia recording is from August 21, 1928. We begin that Traca Ginglimus set with Dan Russo and Ted Fiorito's Oriole Orchestra in January of 1923 with Bee's Knees. One definition of a joint is a point of articulation between two or more bones, so this segment of this special orthopedic edition of the show has to do with bones.
Sleep all day?
Oh, man, I ain't sleep. I'm just resting.
Whoa, get up from here. Come on and listen to these rhythm bars rip a while.
Oh, I want to sleep.
Cornmeal made, you'll never get your cornmeal made. Yeah, sleeping in the evening shade.
Now when tears be spreading, I bet you keep praying the bugs just fall off the vine. And when you go fishing, I bet you keep wishing the fish never bite on your line. You just lazy bone, loafing all through the day. Now how you expect to make a dime that way? You never make a dime that way. Well, looky here, you never hear the word I say.
Take off skin, dance around your bones. When the lazy syncopation of the music softly moans, taint no sin. Take off skin and dance around in your bones. The polar bears, green up in Greenland, they've got the right idea. Oh, they think it's great to refrigerate while we all cremate down here. Just like those bamboo babies in the South Sea tropic zone. Ain't no sin. Take off the skin and dance around in your bones.
Ben Selvin and his orchestra, January 7th, 1930, with Taint No Sin to Dance Around in Your Bones, composed by Walter Donaldson. The vocalist singing the Edgar Leslie lyric is unidentified, but according to Rust, on trumpet, Grandpa Bob Efros. Before that, Joe Robichaud and his New Orleans Rhythm Boys with Lazy Bones. The vocal duo on that August 25th, 1933 vocalion was Alfred Gushard, reed man in the band, and guitarist Walter Williams. We started off with fully one half of the entire recorded output of Nate Leslie and his orchestra in Hollywood on April 30th, 1937 with Shake Your Bones, a Nate Leslie original. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7 KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. This and all our previous shows are also available 24/7 on demand, anytime at all online at RapidlyRotatingRecords.com. And we're on iTunes as a podcast and part of the Global Community Radio Network. Last segment was all about bones. Put a bunch of bones together, and what do you have? A skeleton. Here's the ODJB.
Singing with it once. don't it make you quake and quiver?
Can't you hear?
Can't you hear? That melancholy fellow playing on his ghostly cello as he cruised, oh, rags and blues, oh, from his long and bony fingers come the melody that lingers
on the air,
on the air.
So beware,
so beware, you'll be dying to start in trying that rag, oh, that skeleton rag.
He'll get used to you.
Hoops for happens at midnight fling. The merry making was in full swing to sweep themselves to a cheerful dance. When the skeleton in the closet did his dance. Now goblin giggle with fiendish glee. A shout rang out from a big banshee. Amazed was every ghostly glance. When the skeleton in the closet started to dance. All the witches wearing stitches while his steps made rhythmic thumps. And they nearly dropped the drumsticks when he tried to do the bumps. You never heard such unearthly laughter or such hilarious groans when Skelton in the closet ran his bones.
Putney Dandridge and his orchestra, October 14, 1936, and Skeleton in the Closet, written by Arthur Johnston and Johnny Burke for the movie Pennies from Heaven, starring Bing Crosby and Louis Armstrong. Before that, the American Quartet with Billy Murray's voice standing out from the others on Skeleton Rag, from all the way back on January 11, 1912. Skeleton Rag was composed by Percy Wenrick, with the lyric by Edward Madden, who wrote a bunch of songs, including I'd Rather Be a Lobster Than a Wise Guy, I've Got Feathers on My Head, and one you've actually heard of, By the Light of the Silvery Moon. We started that skeletal set with the ODJB, Original Dixieland Jazz Band, on March 25, 1918, and a Nick LaRocca original, Skeleton Jangle.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
I just remembered that way back in the 70s, I had another procedure done by an orthopedic surgeon. It was an osteotomy performed, as Fats Waller refers to them, on my pedal extremities. I love Fats' version, but here are the Ink Spots, May 12, 1936, and Your Feet's Too Big.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the matter, you boy?
My feet's too big. Yeah, yeah.
Ba ba da di di le di ba bi. Ba ba da di di le ba bi le ba do ba do ba do. Ba ba da di di le ba da di.
No meat on my bones, no sign of a pot. I looks in the mirror and I thinks I'm hot. I've been to the dentist and had my molars glistened. Oh, boys, but my gal won't listen.
Oh, your feet's too big. She don't want you cause your feet's too big. Mad at you cause your feet's too big. Hate you cause your feet's too big.
Tell us about it, Brother D.
Look here, boys. I done passed my insurance test.
What?
Everything matches, including my red vest.
Quit your kidding.
I asked my gal standing and asked her, said,
what she said?
This is the answer that I keeps on getting.
Your feet's too big.
I don't want you cause your feet's too big. Mad at you cause your feet's too big. Hate you cause your feet's too big.
Tell us about it, Brother Charlie.
Now, honey, I like you cause you sure is nice.
Oh, dear.
Why, you got just what it takes to paradise.
You think so?
Now, I like your face and I likes that ring. But I'm sorry, honey, cause your feet is too big.
Oh, your feet's too big. You don't want you cause your feet's too big. Mad at you cause your feet's too big. Hate you cause your feet's too big.
Tell us about it, that Brother Hoppy.
Now, up in Harlem, at a table for two, they set four of us, me, your big feet, and you.
Yeah.
From your ankles up, boy, you sure is sweet. But from your ankles down, you've got too much feet.
Oh, your feet's too big. She don't want you cause your feet's too big. Mad at you cause your feet's too big. Hate you cause your feet's too big.
What's your gal say to you, boy?
She wash wobble, 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 she
ring finger on my left hand pretty good, the story of which adventure is best told in person over a bottle of Jameson. Let me know if you want to hear it. I had a different orthopedic surgeon for that procedure, but during my follow-up visit a couple of weeks later, he put the x-ray of my newly reconstructed digit on the screen, contemplated it for a while, turned to me and said, "Damn, I do good work." I'm sure Dr. Ward will be saying the same thing at my follow-up with her. Here's Willie the Lion Smith with his composition, Finger Buster.
Thank you.
We started and ended the show with Thomas Fats Waller and his rhythm. That was Fractious Fingering, Fats' own composition, recorded June 8, 1936. Before that, The Finger Buster, Willie LaLion Smith, January 10, 1939. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week. And as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.